Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. We continue here at the Avon Old Farms Hotel as part of the Holiday Store with the base of Avon Mountain at the intersection of Routes 44 and 10. We're lonely. Come visit. We need some attention here, folks, as we continue our journey that'll take us all the way up to Christmas Eve, where hopefully the HBRA comes in with a big right hook and a handful of checks to close it out here. We have a long way to go. It is the first holiday store for Major Donald Spencer and his wife, new to this market, although been how long have you been with the Army?
Salvation Army are coming up on 34 years.
34 years. So you joined when you were like six?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
That's good. It is, you know, this is my third solo, my fourth overall holiday store, and it is an incredible tradition, 36 years here with the Greater Hartford Salvation Army. And the one thing yesterday, were you there yesterday when that pool company dropped off those gifts?
Yeah, I was. That was really terrific.
It was terrific. Yeah, and if you guys, wonderful. That was late in the morning, so that was about 8:50-ish. So maybe if you're listening, you weren't listening then. And this gentleman who, for the first time, dropped off some gifts. He teaches a gun class, and he asked his class to chip in, and then he brought in the proceeds from that. And then he wanted to do more, so he runs a very successful pool company called Chemically Balanced, which I love the title of the firm. And he asked all his clients when they came to close up shop for the season to give a gift or two for the Salvation Army. And he came in with like 200 plus gifts, and I thought it was really an amazing story and the type of thing we want to see. We do see a lot of, and I'm curious. I wanted to focus on toys today,
sure,
and that part of it, because we raise money, and the money's really important because you can deploy it wherever your needs
Correct.
Are at that moment.
Yes.
So that flexibility is super important mm-hmm. for you. But at the same time, the holiday season, for people who don't have a lot, kids get short shrift, right? They don't get the chance to sometimes enjoy it the way they should. So just talk about how do you deal with, like, how many toys will you bring in, or do you have, like, what are some of the data points?
You bet. Well, we're on track to help over 700 families. That'll probably grow. People begin applying for help online, I believe, in late October.
So that they have to actually go online and fill out an application
yes,
to be a family that gets
correct.
Presents.
We need to vet everyone to make sure that we're being as resourceful as we can with what we have.
Right.
And then as toys are donated to us, and we already have some, those that came in yesterday, I'll give you an example. So the pool company brings those toys to us. We bring them to a big room, put them on a table. They're sorted by age, put in a container. So imagine you're that toy, right? That toy then goes into the Salvation Army truck yesterday afternoon to the Salvation Army on the north end where we are staging this year our distribution of all these Christmas toys. That toy is then taken out of that container, and it is then sorted there, and then we take this long list of a child, we'll say Tommy, and Tommy likes yellow trucks, Tommy likes Mickey Mouse, and
so you'll actually try to find the specific
most definitely.
Toy. So the families that apply will give you like a wish list.
Yes, they will.
And you will actually do your best to fulfill that.
And so often the wish lists are so humble, a coloring book.
Right.
You know, things of that nature, or, you know, my daughter likes to read, and it blesses my heart to see that they're not being selfish. They're
right.
They're going for the middle. So we'll take that, and that child will receive several gifts. Last year, we distributed some 5,300 toys to about 2,000 children.
Wow.
So if you do that math, that's a couple of gifts per child. Well,
right.
This year we're anticipating, because of the generosity like we saw yesterday that you've been talking about this morning, three or four gifts for each child.
Wow,
because those Christmas trees, you know, we want the joy there.
So then mom or dad or aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa
yes.
come in and pick them up and then put them under the tree
correct.
Or do whatever.
Everyone who has applied, we then contact them. Hey, we're able to help you. Please come to the Salvation Army at this particular location on this day. And I don't have the exact date. It's a week or so before Christmas Day. And you come at this time, you come pick up your toy. So imagine you're that toy from the pool company. You make that journey from Glastonbury into North Hartford, North End. You then are distributed to a parent. It makes its way to home. And then on
right.
Christmas Day, that toy is in the hands of that child.
So are we on pace to get that many toys?
I would suggest yes. This is my first Christmas in Hartford, but everywhere else we've been, we are on pace, and we will help every child. You mentioned the money.
You go out and buy if you
back in the day, we would have to buy. Well, things like WTIC is doing, collecting toys for us, means we don't have to do that. We can use those resources elsewhere. And it's really wonderful because each toy that people bring in to the holiday store, somebody chose that to give to a child. And it's so personal. And when I first started, you would order bulk toys from a toy company. And every kid got this thing. Every kid got that. Well, now it's all so personal. And when you are able to just buy one thing, you know, to bring it and to know that that's going to go into the hands of a needy child, it's just personal.
We're talking with Major Donald Spencer here from the Greater Hartford Salvation Army. My whole thing is that we need it's scale. It's like if everyone listening when they do their shopping, even on Amazon, when you're doing your order for whatever the order is, just add one more thing, whatever it is, and then just drop it by. If everybody listening does that, we will be all set. And we want to get, you know, hundreds and hundreds more toys to make sure this happens between now and really the end of next week, I think, is the ideal deadline for the toys. You know, in terms of criteria, because maybe people are listening and they're struggling and they're not sure if they're struggling enough to qualify. Like, what kind of profile of family or situation, you know, because some people might be able to get some help and they might not even think that they're eligible.
Sure. We have general guidelines, but we're not bound to those. Those are guidelines we establish. I would simply suggest that anyone who is struggling and struggle, people come to us from all stratas of society. Just because it looks like someone has resources doesn't mean they do. Maybe the job was lost. Maybe some bill came in. Maybe there's some medical thing or some other family issue. Maybe you just lost your job. You can't afford toys. We have to get through January and February. That's what this is for. It's for every specter of society. Just go to greaterhartford.salvationarmy.org.
Well, come down here to the Avon Old Farms Hotel.
Come to the Avon Old Farms Hotel.
I want to see you. I mean, I think that's the most important part. Yep. You could bring a check for 150 or more and get an ice cream pie.
Indeed.
I know Donald was eyeballing the blueberry, so
yes, I was.
Which we've never seen before, but I think it's probably very, very good.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.